You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Boy, our conversation pre-show with our guest today. Some interesting things going on there. I'm looking forward to diving into this conversation.
I think that our audience is really going to enjoy learning more from this guest. So it's going to be a good one.
Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Brian Daly. He is the co-founder and CEO of Ground Floor. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. I appreciate you making time to join us. Now you're awfully busy, so grateful for you to swing by. Before we get into what Ground Floor is up to, take a quick sec. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
I've been a startup entrepreneur for probably 20 some odd years right now. And when I first started my first website in 1996, I was in law school, got bitten by the bug of entrepreneurship, and have been doing that ever since. Must be 20 some odd years now.
Wow.
Now that's a long time. Tell us about Ground Floor.
About 6 years ago, actually, we started the company 6 years ago last week. I met my co-founder, Nick Bargava, and Nick is a visionary in something that not many of us think a lot about, but impacts us all, which is securities law.
Hmm.
It's kind of a geeky subject. You know, we geek out on it a lot because I'm trained as a lawyer too. But we realized as we looked at the market for saving and investing, there was a really important missing piece for people. There are a whole lucrative class of securities and investments out there that 95 or 96% of us don't get access to. Like if I told you that you could invest in the stock market, but you couldn't buy Facebook stock or Amazon stock or Google stock, you'd look at me like I had two heads, right? You'd say, hey, this is America. I can buy whatever stock I want. When it comes to some of the most lucrative investments, and this is true in real estate, we don't let people invest directly. There's been no mechanism for that. And so we started a company to solve that problem.
So if I'm listening to this and I have some resources I want to do something with, I don't really know what. I mean, let's be honest. Most people don't understand how the markets work. They don't know they're interested in equity and this and that.
Yeah.
How do they find out about you? How do they learn about you? How do they use you?
Well, you said it right. Most people, you know, they look at Wall Street and they look at what's out there in the financial world. It's confusing. It can be frustrating. It can feel very risky. And a lot of people feel like the game might be rigged. And so we created a product that allows people to invest in something they know. You know, real estate, you can feel it, you can touch it, you can watch a house flipping show. Everybody understands that. We realized as we were thinking about what kind of product to create that, hey, 2/3 of Americans, 60% right now, at any given time own a house. And so we're all already an investor in single family housing in America. What didn't exist is a way to invest in other people's real estate. And so Ground Floor, when we first started, we placed a few Facebook ads. We said, what if you could invest with as little as $10 in, you know, you could help crowdfund a series of loans or real estate investments on the web. And people thought that was a crazy concept. And like, who are these guys? It sounds like a Ponzi scheme. Now we have thousands of investors who are earning really great returns, making loans to real estate investors on the web. And the minimum today is still just 10 bucks. Anybody can start with that.
So you could be a real estate investor tomorrow if you invest $10. It's that simple.
It is that simple. You show up to our website, you start up an account, just like a brokerage. You put a little money in it, maybe you put 10 or 100. Or great thing is if you put in 100, you can choose 10 loans to invest in and you can kind of build your own portfolio.
Wow.
The reason it matters is, I mean, look, in a world where none of us are saving enough, none of us are investing enough, it's demotivating. It's boring, right? We've made it really, really simple and kind of fun. You can follow along with the house flippers that you choose to see how they're doing on the project. You get your money back usually in about 8 to 10 months. The term of the loan that you make is, you know, usually a year, but it usually pays off sooner than that. And if you build a portfolio, it's a pretty low risk investment.
That's interesting.
And it's yielding 10 to 12%. Per year.
Really? 10, 12%?
Well, on our website, we recently post the results for over 4,700 portfolios that people have built themselves. And it's almost like you're the bank, you're running your own REIT, and people are making a killing on their money. I mean, compared to a savings account or, I mean,
2%, 4%.
Well, last year, the stock market lost 6%, right? The S&P 500 lost 6.6% last year. So our investors made an average of 10.73%. This is pretty amazing. Yeah,
if you're listening to this and you don't, you're not into this world of investing, 10-12% is big.
Big.
I mean, that's big time.
Well, but and the reason that it is so big is because this way to invest has only been available if you had tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars to invest. And there was this world, this kind of shadow world called private lending. And you had to concentrate all your capital in just a few loans, say, that you would make. There was no way at scale for a low entry point to make this kind of investment that where you could spread your risk. Mm-hmm. So you can go on the web and you can find opportunities to invest in rental property for $20,000. There are a couple of websites that'll let you do that. But first of all, does everybody have just $20,000 sitting around that they want to put into one property? And doesn't right. that sound a little risky to you? Mm-hmm. It does to me. I'd rather take that $20,000 and invest it in 200 loans, you know, $100 at a time. And that's what we have people doing.
So interesting. So I know you use the term crowdfunding.
We do, yeah.
You know, and some people listening may or may not know that concept. So tell us more about crowdfunded investment opportunity.
Well, I'll tell you, crowdfunding always used to mean there was a charity or a rock band or a, you know, some kind of project, a consumer gadget that you wanted, you thought was awesome on Kickstarter and Indiegogo. Mm-hmm. And this still happens today. And you would chip in. Mm-hmm. And you'd get the t-shirt and you might get the first version of the product or something, but you didn't own anything.
Right.
Okay. Except the product, right? Mm-hmm. It was a consumer offer. What's different with investment crowdfunding is now people can go on the web and they can chip in $10 in our case, other mm-hmm. sites, $100 or $1,000 or $10,000. You can chip in, but you own something. Maybe mm-hmm. you own stock in a company or you own a piece of a loan mm-hmm. or you own, you know, a piece of a fund, for example. There are REITs that are now crowdfunded. That was the inspiration, right, for this whole movement of this kind of democratization, if you will, mm-hmm. liberalization of investing. I think people woke up and realized, hey, we're smart enough to make these decisions for ourselves. We don't need a middleman. We don't trust Wall Street. We right. sure as heck don't like the banks. We'd rather do it ourselves. And it turns out, if you make it simple enough and you deliver on your promises over time, people will follow you there, and they're good. I mean, they're killing it on the web. Our investors are killing it.
It's awesome.
It is awesome. All right, Brian, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ty Pennington. So much of what makes a Right Choice home energy efficient is what you can't see. It's all about the details behind the wall construction. Right Choice homes from Jackson EMC are planned and inspected several times throughout the building process to guarantee they're energy efficient and comfortable. Energy efficient homes guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
All right. And we're back with Brian Daly, the co-founder and CEO of Ground Floor. So, all right, boy, I've been dying to ask this over the break. I mean, so are these, because you just said you own something here. If you buy a support a musician on Kickstarter, you might get the LP, which is neat. But here you actually, I mean, how long term are some of your investments? I mean, are they meant to be a short term, like a year long thing? Or can you be in something for a long, long time? Walk us through some of those options.
They're meant to be short term. Right. So, underneath these, right, we as a company are making loans to real estate investors. And the real estate investors that we make loans to are typically buying a house, they're renovating it, and then they're selling it. Mm-hmm. And that process usually takes 8, 10, 12 months. Mm-hmm. And so the term of the loan that we make matches that. And when you pick that loan, you're repaid on that term, same as we are. Now, the good news is, as soon as you get your money back, it's quick and easy enough to mm-hmm. just go pick another one. And that's what most people do. 80 to 90% of the money that's repaid on our platform flows right back into another set of loans almost immediately. So that's a good thing because now you have control.
Yep.
You know, a lot of these REITs, if mm-hmm. anybody's been in a non-traded REIT, if they're investor geeks like me out there mm-hmm. who've been in these sorts of vehicles, when times get tough, they stop redeeming shares mm-hmm. and you can't get out until they say you can get out or you have to get on a wait list to get out. That's not true with Ground Floor. You're always in control. And if you're in there and you're in hundreds of loans, there's always something paying you back. Some of them pay monthly, some of them pay at the end, but there's always something paying you back. And I think that in this world where people need access to their money, you know, for, you know, a vacation or emergency or a job loss, right? I think it's a great thing for people mm-hmm. to have. And it's the kind of thing, by the way, if you and I were clients of Goldman Sachs, we had the 10 million liquid to go do that, which I don't, you know, we would have access to that kind of thing. Ordinary people do not have that except for something like Ground Floor.
Makes sense. So understand how, you know, ordinary people can get involved with Ground Floor. But I know you also have a lot of experience flipping houses. So for people who are already flipping out there, how can they get involved? And then for maybe that, you know, person who's listening, who's interested in getting started, what tips do you have for them?
So I wasn't active in real estate until I started this company 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. I had to come up the learning curve, and I met a lot of people who you and I might refer to as house flippers. I actually, watching what they do, I've had several people on our board and investors say, don't call them house flippers. It doesn't sound good. You know, right. Sounds like they're up to no good. When actually these people are revitalizing communities. Mm-hmm. They're building a product that people want. Mm-hmm. I refer to them as real estate entrepreneurs.
Okay. I like that.
I think they're doing something that I've done for 20, 25 years in my career, just in a different field. They see an opportunity. They move in with the resources to mm-hmm. go take action on it. And then they make a profit on it. And these guys make good profits. The mm-hmm. ones who are good, they make really good profits. The problem is most of them don't feel comfortable taking out a loan because they're worried about what if the project takes longer? What if it costs more? And there have been some pretty unsavory people out there. I'm not going to call them loan sharks. Mm-hmm. Some people call them hard money lenders. That's the nice word, I guess. That can be a rough road. And a lot of people were burned by that mm-hmm. in the last real estate downturn. So it turns out only a third of real estate entrepreneurs actually borrow money for their project. So we've professionalized that. We provide a product that doesn't require them to make payments during the term of the loan because we know, like Mark Cuban against Mr. Wonderful on Shark Tank, mm-hmm. we know that it's better to take that money, put it into the project and make the project successful. So we have some really unique features to the loan product that are the result of us not taking capital from Wall Street or private equity funds or banks. No, we source our capital from the crowd. And mm-hmm. the crowd is a lot more flexible and forgiving, frankly, than any of those kind of big money institutions mm-hmm. would ever be. So that's a great product for people who are out there flipping houses as real estate entrepreneurs.
So it sounds like there's almost two constituencies that you serve. So there's the person on the street who says, you know, it'd be fun to kind of play a little bit and yeah. maybe earn 10, 12% on, and kind of a way, maybe even for me to kind of learn a little bit about how this whole world works. But there's also in the entrepreneurs themselves, as you call them, the real estate entrepreneurs. If I'm, say, let's say I'm going to flip a house and is there a way that I could reach out to you, make application and have people invest in my house flip? How's that work?
If the folks back in the home office are at our HQ are doing their job, and we're now up to 50 employees, we've come a long way as a startup and developed, quite a bit of scale. If you go to our website at groundfloor.com and you click to borrow and you fill out a few fields of information, someone will probably contact you, certainly the same day, probably within the hour, to ask you more about that project and make sure you qualify for financing on the site. Please do visit. We mm-hmm. love meeting new people who are doing good work in their community.
So that real estate entrepreneur can look to you as a source of funds.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a way to look at you yep. from that perspective. Okay.
And we, last year alone, we loaned out over $54 million
wow,
to
awesome.
Hundreds of real estate entrepreneurs who are doing projects all over the country. We do a lot here in Atlanta. But then we're also active in about 25 other states across the country.
Very that cool. was going to be my question, is where all do you lend money? So is it nationwide or is it just Southeast or what's your footprint?
There's like? A lot in the Southeast mm-hmm. because we're headquartered in Atlanta. But then we are also very active in the Mid-Atlantic region, mm-hmm. in the Midwest, a little bit less in the Southwest. And California, we don't cover California. It's a very different sort of market mm-hmm. for a company like us. But we are in 25 states and we're constantly updating that list. It's available on our website. So I just suggest people go and see if their project Check qualifies mm-hmm. based on where they're doing it and what they want to do.
We're about out of time. One last question for those that want to be these investors is I'm listening to you on this show and I'm excited about the possibilities here. So I decide I want to invest $100, whatever they decide. And you said the minimum amount is 10.
10.
When they do that, do they have to go through reams and reams of research and mm-hmm. stuff to make it their own decision? Or is there a, hey, Brian, invest for me option?
So here's the...
Or both.
Here's the issue, right? Investing, for most people, is not an exciting hobby.
In fact, right.
Most people would say reading prospectuses and doing due diligence on their weekends is not how they would choose to spend their time. So at the same time, it's not really worth it if you're just investing $10 or the average investment in a loan is about $200. It's just not worth it for any one loan. So what we give people is an experience on the web where they become comfortable over time with what the loans are, we grade them between A and G. Hmm. And you learn that a grade A loan is probably from a more experienced borrower, probably has less leverage on the project and is therefore lower risk. It also has a lower interest rate.
Right.
right? You earn less mm-hmm. on it. And so what we teach people through experience, and that's why it's $10, because, you know, anybody can put a couple hundred dollars at risk, you know, and kind of get a hang of it. And then they start investing a lot more typically. You don't have to become a real estate expert mm-hmm. in order to invest here and to earn the returns. And that's part of the point.
Outstanding. All right. Well, this is cool. I don't know, Carol. I may become a real estate investor here before long.
Well, so, if you do, let me know how it goes. You can reach me on Twitter at Brian_Dally. I'm also available at Brian@groundfloor.us. That's my email.
All right. Is there a website people can go to kind of get into this on both ends?
Groundfloor.com. It's all right there.
All right. Brian Dally, the co-founder and CEO of Groundfloor. Cool stuff, Brian. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.